I'm Alex Smith, and this is Stats Only. Today we'll start things off by talking about the Eagles' lightning rod, and whether it's been on offense or special teams, Darren Sproles continues to be an incredible pickup for the Eagles since being acquired in a 2014 trade. He punched in a one-yard touchdown on the ground against the Jets, but it was his second quarter punt return touchdown that put him in some impressive company. Sproles' 89-yard return was the second longest punt return in Eagles history, trailing only Demaris Johnson's 98-yard return in December of 2012. Adding this latest return to the two that he had last year, Sproles now ranks second in Eagles history with three punt return scores. According to Stats Inc., Sproles' eight career punt and kickoff return touchdowns are tied for 10th all-time and third amongst active NFL players. Versatility is the name of the game for the Kansas State product, as he is the only player in NFL history with 15-plus rushing touchdowns, 25-plus receiving touchdowns, and 5-plus punt return touchdowns. It was apparent heading into Sunday's game that holding on to the football would be crucial for the Eagles if they wanted to come away with a win. And not only did they do a great job of not turning over the ball, but they also forced a number of turnovers of their own. Prior to Sunday's kickoff, the Jets had turned the ball over just two total times in their first two games, and their defense had forced a whopping 10 turnovers from opposing offenses. The Eagles flipped that script on Sunday, turning the ball over just one time late in the fourth quarter, while forcing four Jets turnovers, including three interceptions. Rookies Jordan Hicks and Eric Rowe both notched their first career picks, making the first time since 1987 that two Eagles rookies intercepted a pass in the same game. Looking ahead to Sunday's game in Washington, perhaps the most pivotal matchup to keep an eye on is Washington's solid ground game against an Eagles defense that has battened down the hatches and limited each of their first three opponents in the ground game. Behind an improved offensive line, Washington has made a concerted effort to run the ball in 2015, and they found a good deal of success early. Thanks to a powerful duo of Alfred Morris and Matt Jones running out of the backfield, Washington is fourth in the league in rushing yards per game, averaging 143.7 yards per contest on the ground. The Eagles, on the other hand, have limited opponents to just 3.11 yards per carry. That's the best mark in the NFL. Against the Jets, runners ran for just 2.9 yards per carry on average, as the team failed to eclipse 50 yards on the ground. The Eagles have yet to allow a rushing touchdown this season, one of only four teams that can boast that stat, and they haven't allowed an individual 100-yard rusher in their last 15 games. So there's certainly a lot to keep your eye on this weekend when the Eagles head south to our nation's capital. That will wrap things up for this week's edition of Stats Only.